Sup, everybody? It's Joey and
Roger, and we're the Back Outside Boys.
But we're back outside, but back inside today.
We're back inside, we're back outside, we're back inside the lab.
Yeah, it's hard to keep track of. It's fine. We're here to do Greg Way today. We forgot to do it yesterday because Greg's out. So we're just going to do an extra long one for you. But we want to talk about this week because I feel like we've had like a lot of really cool things going on this week. It's just been like a really good week. And we want to bring you along.
Yeah, no, this has been a really fun week of like a bunch of random things happening. Guests coming in, random projects that we never do, like D&D. Can I name another one?
Yeah.
Oh. No, I'm like, can I actually? Oh, the t-shirt design we did. Anything else comes to mind?
Yeah, it's also like the first week in a long time where like everybody's actually been in the office. And like, granted, like Mike was even gone in the middle, but like the overlapping of Kevin being on vacation and Nick being on vacation and Greg being on vacation, it's been like quite a while since everybody's been back in the office. So I feel like there's, whenever that happens, there's always like a pent up energy and excitement of like, we're back into it. We're getting back into the flow of things.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like the lead up to it is always like, oh man, there's like a million things going on and it's going to be stressful and the calendar looks crazy.
Yeah.
But I love the days that we have guests come in because it's just like a totally different kind of energy. And like specifically when we have more than one guest in a day, I feel like is the sweet spot for it. So Wednesday, it was the excitement of Jack's coming in. We've never actually done in-person stuff with Jack before.
He's always been like, oh, like I know Greg's friends with him and I know he likes us, but it's like we've never met him, right? That was a pandemic situation, I believe, right? Something like that.
Yeah, I think that was the Kind of Funny podcast and We Have Cool Friends during the pandemic. And then I know that Bless and Tim hung out with him at the Spider-Man premiere. But it was one of those fun things. It's like, oh, I only know you from the internet and from like stuff, and now you're here. And you just fit in like seamlessly. Then we have Sage, who like I don't really get to interact with that much because I'm never on the Star Wars stuff. And neither are you.
No, not at all. I talked to her a little bit. I mean, we got a little kooky because it was the 24-hour stream, and that was late night with or early morning with Anthony too, and we were just all kind of delusional. I think we bonded a little bit there, right?
Yeah.
But like other than that, I don't talk to her as much. So that was cool. And also I ran that Ahsoka when she came in, and then Anthony was doing it remote, and that was also really fun because I don't run any anything usually, but also like I'm a fan of Ahsoka, so it was nice hearing them all together like in person for the most part, other than Anthony. But it was great to see that and like, oh wow, like this is special, like this is fun, like this is good content. And it was nice to, as some I like when I can run things and be part of it, but also like take a step back and be like, oh, like as a fan, as somebody who grew up watching Kind of Funny, essentially, like this is still really great content and I'm having a great time watching it and running it. Yeah.
And then we always get like the fun like lunch part of it where it's like we get to catch up on what horror movies we're watching. And there's that one with Caitlin Dever that's like an alien one on Hulu that Jack was talking about.
Yeah.
And then we were talking about theater camp and talking about horror stuff with Sage and all. It was just like a fun thing of like those little conversations that I feel like we don't really have on the internet, or maybe I'm just like spending less time on like social media. So I feel like I am only having those kinds of conversations in person, but that kind of also just like limits those conversations because I feel like a lot of us watch the same stuff. And so it's fun to get like those outside opinions, and I don't know, I like it.
Yeah, it's also great to talk to people and just like ask them what's going on in their life, and like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not just through social media where it's just very like kind of surface level, kind of keep it a pushing or making bits. So it's like, it's nice to sit down and be just like, how you doing? Like, what's going on in your life? Like, oh my God, this thing's happening. So that's always great. But I think that was fun. And like, also like the excitement of like, I know Mike's probably going to talk about it on a bunch of things, but like he went out to Vegas to, you know, drive race cars and play a video game. Like that's awesome. Like to hear and get those text messages from him. So like, even though he wasn't in the office, like getting kind of that energy outside was also fun because it's like, oh, we missed that energy from Mike, but also we know he's doing something stupid and insane. So that was super fun for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And then of course, in the middle of all of this, after they're playing games, we're recording everything, we get the news in the middle of the day that Jim Ryan, I was like, who wants to see him? My bad.
Phil Spencer?
is leaving PlayStation. Anytime there's like big news that pops in the office, it's always like a fun little like water cooler discussion of like, oh, how are we going to do this on shows? What do we think individually, collectively about all of this stuff? And Raj and I sitting at our desk working hard on other unrelated things. And Greg just like peeks over and is like, how fast can we get something on the news store?
Yeah.
And I was just like, I was like, honestly, this is a great thing because it's not something that we've had. I know we can do it faster than we used to be able to, but we've never actually had like a test subject for it. So I was like, let me hit up our guy. So I'm talking, we're going back and forth. Greg just really trying to downplay what he wants to do with it. Like, I'll just throw something in Photoshop because da 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 da. And
yeah, and then I was immediately like, no, let's not do that. I appreciated it, you know, because I understand he knew that I was working on things and he didn't want to disrupt my day, and I totally get that. But if we're going to do something, we should do it right. Greg totally understood that. So as soon as I got the go-ahead, I just started working on it. And that's a weird one because it was like, hey, we got to get this done end of day. It wasn't like a super rush, but it was like, hey, like we have like 2 hours to get this done pretty much. So my meticulous brain is like, fuck, people are going to wear this. Like, I need to make sure at least it looks decent and it doesn't, like, I don't have something where a month from now I'm gonna look at this and be like, fuck man, I hate this thing. Like, I should just put a little more time. So I started working on different ideas, and I had like one that was like the OG like Sony like a square that's, I guess, what's a square that's like on its side? Is that it's like a diamond? Yeah, like a thick diamond, girthy diamond. And I tried that, it didn't work out. I tried a bunch of things. I tried one where it was Greg. I was gonna do one where it was Greg. It's like, I want shoe. That was a suggestion from somebody. But then we ended up with the one we have, and I'm happy with it. I'm totally happy with it. But then of course my brain goes like, oh fuck. If I had like 3 more days, I would have made like a PS2 box art cover and we would have got a commission. But I like the one that we have a lot. I think it's super fun, and I'm happy that we were able to get it out so fast because I think there's a lot of interest and a lot of people that believe in actually shoe running PlayStation. So it's awesome that they can wear a shirt and have that, you know, ready to go. And it's a kind of funny product. So that was really fun to like have the idea happen. Greg also cut a promo in front of all of us. We can't use it because he used this mic and he just starts screaming into the mic. And I don't think he realizes that this thing clips real easily.
The promo video is so funny. Yeah. Like,
I can upload it somewhere.
He like, cause Nick, I think, was doing some test stuff for the D&D stream. So he just like set up all the stuff on Nick's desk where like me, Roger, Tim, and Bless, I think, are all like just working on stuff in the office. And Greg's just being Greg. And we're just like, it's so rare that I feel like that kind of thing happens because we have different areas. But it was just, Greg's like, no, I'm doing this in front of everybody.
I have a question for you. So like, I'm sure that happened a lot in the old studio, right?
Oh yeah, 100%. Just because we were so limited on space. I feel like in this studio, I don't know if it's time, if we don't have enough time, or if it's that the dynamic has changed. Maybe Greg's a little older now, he's a little bit more mature, he doesn't do as much of the like filming shenanigans, fucking with other people stuff, which I felt like was more of what we did before. I think you get a big healthy dose of it compared to the rest of us too. I think it's the fact that proximity wise you're so close to Greg. Yeah. And I think it's just like, oh, I get to work with Roger now. This is more fun. It's like, it's not as fun to fuck with Joey or Tim. Like, I do this all the time. Yeah. So
yeah, no, that was fun for me, like watching that, because like I see a little bit of it. You see it in the, you know, he goes in the conference room and does Greg ways sometimes, that it's just like, oh wow, you're doing something stupid and fun, this is great. Yeah. But then, and I get it a lot because I edit his stuff, but like seeing it in front of everybody, it was like a live studio audience, was great. Like, you could see a bit was hitting and we would just all be cackling in the corner. You go too far, I'd be like, can't say that, gotta pull that one back. So that was like a fun energy to end that day, because that was the Jack Quaid day, right? That was Jack Quaid, that was Sage coming in, they played Party Animals. Nick was doing all the D&D prep, and that was also awesome. We just finished that. It was a Friday right now.
Was that the day that they did the test game?
No.
That was a few days. Yeah, it was
that
a few
was
days.
Still this week, yeah, exactly. Which was also really fun. That was a fun one. I think it was maybe Monday afternoon that they were doing that, because they're just in the conference room, and Sage is like calling in for it and stuff like that. And like, that was one of the first times I've ever had like FOMO about something in the office where I'm just like peeking over like, what are you guys doing in there? You sound like you're having fun. What's going on?
Yeah, what if I'm a part of this? What if I'm a part of this? Yeah, I was looking over. Actually, I was a little the opposite. I was looking over and I was just like, oh, they're not laughing as much as I thought they would. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, is this going awfully? And then like everyone that walked out was like, that was such a fucking blast, because like they never really played D&D before. So like seeing the energy that I know Nick has had for this project kind of come off onto everyone else now, of like, oh my god, like I want to be part of this. This is awesome. This is gonna work. Was great. And I worked with Nick on some of the assets, and I made the trailer and everything in the intro. But yeah, Nick really took this on his back and like made this something that me and Joey even we expected a lot. We didn't expect the level of motion graphics that he was doing, which was insane. Because like Nick is such a talented human being, but I feel like in his day to day, he's not able to use that skill like every day, right? Like,
yeah, I feel like he ends up doing more of like he doesn't use like the or get to stretch the like creative stuff that we at least have like known Nick for more in the beginning. I feel like in his role now, he does like a lot more of the clerically things on the like the back end stuff that you guys don't even see. Yeah. Takes up so much of his time. So then to see him get to do like the fun motion graphics and write the stuff is so fun.
Yeah, and you could just tell he's having a fucking blast. Yeah. Like there's this great moment, I think it's in the beginning, where it's like the if you should watch it, but there's a great motion graphics where it's like showing the places on a map, and then one of the things turns into a machine gun, and me and Joey just look at each other, we just start dying laughing. Of just like, what? This is so ridiculous, and it came together super well. Like, Kevin and Nick worked together in an amazing way to make something that I think is truly special and something hopefully we can do again, because, man, that was such a great thing to be a part of, and also just for us to watch, because all of us were just watching. Let's be honest, Joey, we weren't doing our work today. We were just watching.
No, not even a little bit. It was like so distracting, because it was just like, I'm like very interested in this. I think the fact that they were so serious in their like test game too also helped them like let loose today. Something that we always like have to work to find the balance of, whether it be for something like this or new games that are coming out, of like, how much do we like prep for this ahead of time? How much fun is it to watch people jump into things and figure it out on their own and stuff like that? But I think for this game, letting them get their sea legs just within the group, figuring out the dynamics and the mechanics, and then being able to do it on screen and like feel like they have a little bit of like a sense of things really helped. Because I think, at least for like, I think Tim was able to get more into character and like not get so caught up in, I think that's how most of the boys felt and stuff like that. And having somebody there that's like so deeply like ingrained in the tabletop RPG world with Sage to like kind of help guide the group and add some like little filler things that we don't necessarily like think about until you like are more ingrained in that world, I think really helped.
And I also think it's always a beautiful day when people are dressed in costumes for anything, right? Like, there's always that energy of, like, even it feels like we have a guest when someone walks in, when, like, Tim walks in with his, like, ridiculous white outfit, and it's like, wow, that looks awesome on you, but, like, and this is going to be a special day, you know? Like, when Mike comes in and he just written things backwards on his face because he was looking in the mirror, it's like, oh, no, we're going to have a fun, goofy day no matter what, yeah.
Yeah, that might be the most tangible way of, like, figuring out the like excitement and production levels that are going into something. Yeah. Is like, how excited are people to dress up? Because it comes out when we do like the KFAF stuff inevitably, or the Zelda thing and stuff like this, or Greg dressing as the nun. Like, I feel like those are always like the special touches that like indicate to me that everybody's like in it to have fun and like make a good product and stuff like that. And then yeah, today I feel like there was a lot of stuff yesterday, but like, man, I not remember?
Yesterday for me was just a light day. But yeah, I think it was the coming off the excitement of Wednesday. Greg's out Thursday and Friday, so there was less of that. I think we were just kind of prepping and seeing what this D&D thing was going to be. Yeah, it was the anticipation for it, man. This is great.
Yeah. Plus, we had Saw in Review, which like has been really fun for me, just because it's rare that I go into a series in general, like not even stuff that we do for content, because usually I don't really care about spoilers. Like knowing stuff doesn't ruin the experience for me. But this is one where it's been interesting because I am like very invested in the story, even though it's dumb. It's very much like Fast and Furious.
Kind of perfect for you.
Yeah, exactly. It's like it's dumb and it's scary, but that's perfect. Yeah. So it's like getting excited for Saw 10 or Socks, as Andy has demanded we call it. But watching the current ones, but trying to avoid spoilers and like doing all of that. I had like a long conversation with Tim about like, it's weird to be removed like pop culturally from something to try and avoid stuff, but also be very excited for it. It's like hard to balance those two things, but it's been a really fun crew. Like, I never have really ever worked with Alfredo at all. Like, I know him on like a very light friend level and stuff like that, so it's fun. I feel like we're getting very much into the groove of like what the group dynamic for this is, and like he hasn't done stuff with like Andy and Nick in a long time either. So it's been fun to like, and these I think also are the best kind of in review movies, where it's like even the ones that aren't good are fun to talk about. And like, I think that's why sometimes when like we see, obviously we see people like, why aren't they doing this movie or this series or this movie in review? Just because they're good movies doesn't mean that they're good in review movies. I think there has to be a tinge of like badness or cheesiness or like some sort of X factor, I think, to make it more fun to talk about. Obviously, like Nolan in review, like incredible and stuff like that, it's just a different tone and like probably not the tone of in review that like I'm super stoked to do. But I like it when there are things that we can make fun of and make jokes about and all that kind of stuff. You know, you like when Andy and Nick do the voices. We know how this works. Yeah.
And oh, I just remembered what yesterday was. Uh-huh. We could talk about this, not as much, but Spider-Man 2. We all got Spider-Man 2. So we were that was a mad rush to record some things, make sure people had codes, make sure everything is good, and you know, inevitably certain people leaving work a little early to you know, take a nap. It's like, yeah, okay. So that was
work from home. There's no false pretense. Yeah. Sometimes I feel like when games are coming out that like we're covering but we're not covering, or things that like we're just excited about, it's like I'm gonna go work from home. Everyone knows that means like you're probably just playing games and like available on Slack. But this is one where it was like you were gone early, Bless was gone early, Barrett was gone early, Andy was like, I'm not coming in. Like there was an energy to it, but like it's a game that people are excited about. So like if they're this is the one where people are gonna do it for. Yeah, so exactly. It's been really fun. And then today,
oh, the D&D thing. Yeah. The D&D thing, and we had a little Original Joe's, very good. I still have half my Caesar wrap, surprisingly, so that's going to be great. And yeah, we're going to have a great weekend.
Yeah, it's funny too, like we just had like a little baby post-mort while you and Bless were recording in here for Shit List, because Tim was like, I know who's here. Everybody else is gone at this point. Like, were you watching it? What was the vibe? Blah, blah, blah. So we had like a little thing. So it's interesting even just hearing from like a creative perspective of like, oh, if we did this again, like how we would change things, like what's too long, what would we cut? Like, and I think part of it too is like Nick getting used to being the like a DM and like figuring out like how long things take. Cause I think that, especially, and I imagine that changes from group to group. So like what this group's dynamic is, but he was telling me that like for the, bonus like at mid credit scene or whatever, he was like, I didn't think you guys were gonna end the plane. I thought you guys were just gonna raid the hangar and like park the cars in front of the plane so it couldn't leave. So like it's just funny on a creative level how some Nick had planned out something totally different and had to change it on the fly and just stuff like that. I think this is like a really good like system for us to work in, because for as much as Nick wants to plan something, it could very easily take a left turn, and like then that's where the improv style comes in, and it's really fun.
Yeah, I think they did a great job of that, though. Like that was really fun of like, you know, having things that like the Blue's parents or whatever coming up, and like, you know, of course that's a hanging thread right there, but for the next time, right? But like I think they had a great time, and it came off in the content, and it was great to see the amount of production and like pre-production, but also still have that improv level. I think that was just kind of the perfect way to do that, for sure.
Yeah, it was. I think it's extra fun for us too, because I feel like, especially for you and I, you who's always involved on like a high level of like the asset creation and like making sure that we have what we need, usually way last minute. and then me usually on like the logistics, and like I get called in to stuff like this a lot to like help copyright or like do, I usually have, between the two of us, we have like a pretty big overview of like the big things that we have going on. But as of this, like I recorded my lines for the thing, and like I didn't really have any context other than that was going on. And I know that you have gotten more and more things as it's gone on.
And that's why Nick was just like, hey, you're going to be Roger Toretto. You're going to read this exactly. He gave it to me this morning. He's like, just read this. You're going to play the game. You're going to leave. And then I do that. And he's just like, Roger, why weren't you good at improv? I'm like, you told me to just do this and leave. I wasn't trying to fuck up your game. But that was fun of like, being invited and being part of it in a small way. So, yeah, it's exciting. So hopefully we do some cool stuff. We already have some ideas. You and I have ideas we haven't talked to Nick about. But I think it's gonna be cool.
So while you were recording in there, I floated the thing. And they were like, oh, this could be fun. And yeah, especially as like a crew overall who I think have been like very hesitant about doing tabletop RPG stuff, I think that this went like really well. Like it's fun. Like everybody separately that we've like talked to even afterwards seemed like pretty excited, and like I think overall had a better experience than they would have thought that they would have before that. So I think like everyone's like pretty stoked about it. So hopefully we do something with it again.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Well, everybody, that has been your Greg Way for Friday. I don't know the date. Hope you enjoy your weekend. Joey, hope you enjoy your weekend. I'm going to eat a lot of edibles and play Spider-Man.
Oh, fuck yeah. That sounds so great.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.